The Front Row Back Row podcast is a show where two grad school buddies discuss physical therapy entrepreneurship. I help guide a company to an eight-figure exit, and I'm now starting my own mobile company. Brian grew his mobile practice to four clinics, and he's now doing $1 million in revenue. Join us as we help you grow your own business. Hello and welcome to the Front Row Back Row podcast. My name is Dr. Owen Campbell. I am the owner of Simplify Motion Physical Therapy in Phoenix, Arizona. And with me, as always, is Dr. Brian Wolf, owner of Evolution PT and Fitness in Connecticut and Long Island. And together, we are the co-owners of PhysioGrowth. PhysioGrowth is the coaching company that we run, and that's what presents and brings you this podcast. So I was figuring when we were talking in the pre-show, you know, what do we name ourselves now? Like, now we're all fancy and stuff. You know, I actually started posting some stuff on the socials here in the last month. So I figured I'd intro with our new titles and then completely bomb it with talking too much.
It's all good. Well, don't worry. Randomly, I'll throw in an advertisement in the middle of this thing and make Owen laugh. That's my goal with everybody behind the curtains, is if we do any of these reads that I nail it randomly and make Owen laugh. That's my goal.
I feel like we're going to have a lot of fun with how we transition out of it. Like, you'll go interrupt me to say something, and I'll be like, oh, he has something exactly that he wants to add to this episode. And then
exactly.
And you That's know what you need.
So, exactly. Exactly. I can't wait.
So this is our beginning ad read. Look at our mentorship group. It's on our link in bio and stuff.
Exactly. Versus the school.com/physiogrowth-mentorship-group. We're working on it.
He's been practicing, ladies and gentlemen.
Exactly.
All right. So the topic of today. We are going to talk about we've done all this work, right? We've got our SEO a little bit. We spent some money there, talked to somebody who knows what they're doing. Maybe now we've learned really how to dial in a Facebook ad campaign, and now we're starting to put some money towards some advertising, and we get all these leads, right? And hopefully you've also really focused on word of mouth. You're getting some people who say, hey, my friend said you might be able to help my shoulder, right? So we have all these people coming to us. Awesome job. Hot leads is what we would call this, right? Versus cold leads, where it's, I know some person who has, I don't know, a shoulder or something, right? Like, that could be anybody, right? Hot lead is someone who calls you and says, I'm in pain, I want it fixed, and you're the person I'm talking to. Now, this happened to me. Closing that client is a skill you have to get good at, and that you have to get through with reps. And thankfully, we have somebody who's a co-host of this broadcast who has a lot of reps when it comes to closing people for healthcare and physical therapy. So that's going to be the topic of today's podcast. Okay. Hopefully we can get some of your wisdom on how to take a hot lead to a closed client.
Nice. And I think it's one of those things where the more you practice it, the better it gets, right? To Owen's point, it's just reps when you do it. And also having the sting of somebody like being like, oh man, I got somebody, I can't wait. Right. Like I say this in one of our business coaching models. I go, this is that that's on our physio group or on a group in school. The person is not closed until the money is in your bank account, right? Like it's not until those little digits are like that money goes over. So from that perspective, there's still a lead until they pay you. Even if you do like discovery visits and time invested, like that is a lead. And so you have to have that same kind of almost anxiety around it until you get them closed. So in this particular case, you know, I talked to Owen. One of the big things that I would never do when doing this stuff, don't do anything over email. Don't do anything over text. It's all got to be in person or in phone. And I know people are like, well, like now all of a sudden it's going to cost me more money. If you do it via text and you do it via email only, I promise you, your conversion rate is going to plummet comparatively. So I've made this mistake over and over and over again. And I've done it even when I'm like, oh, let me try and like work on somebody and I'll just send them a quick email. It almost always, you know, it's just easier to say no to somebody. Like that's just that simple, right? Like I had somebody the other day, and this is going to sound kind of messed up, but I had somebody the other day who was like, what did I even sign up for? That means I did it right. That's what that means, right? Like if someone says, I don't even know what I signed up for, being like, this is what you signed up for. We're going to do this. We're going to do this, blah, blah, blah. And like, it's not about what they signed up for. They're signing because they have a goal in mind and you can complete it. So
you have to transfer that conviction of like, I can fix your stuff.
Exactly.
right? Exactly. So he believed you some way. He believed that you could solve his problem. Might have been a little fuzzy on the details, but you know, that's, I mean, right there, that shows that you've done this, right?
Exactly.
You know, out of nowhere, you're like, oh, I don't know, you know?
Exactly.
So I think, that's awesome.
And so the reality is when someone is doing this, like with Owen, it's like, hey, like, I think there's another aspect. And I think like, recognize where people are in their buying process. I'll give you a great example. Right now, I like say I'm going to go buy an item, and let's think about anything, right? I'll give you a great example of something I just wanted to buy. I don't know why I was into this thing, but particularly like I've been doing a lot more cooking lately for my kids and for my wife, like at dinner, like doing more cooking. I know. Owen's surprised. It's true, right? So I've been doing more cooking, but like I always shied away because I freaking hate chopping. So one of the things I saw online was I saw online these really cool knives that kind of look like something out of Vikings. That's like that you use these knives. I wasn't super like interested in the knives off the bat, but of course, like what does the Facebook algorithm do, Owen? Right. It starts like to target me. Right. So I must have looked at one thing and all of a sudden I'm getting like, you know, all these small business ads from knife companies and blah, blah, to like get like, you know, culinary knives that look really, really cool.
Yeah.
So what did that do? Suddenly it got me like thinking and doing something along those lines. And I see the ads. Those products, they're trying to push me into going and buying those ads. But what did I do? I went on Amazon, started tinkering around with it, and then I made my own decision. So by doing that, I made my own decision, bought the knives, and now I have them. And by the way, I love them. I'm like, my kids are going, can we get cantaloupe? Can we all these chopping fruits? And I'm like, yep, let's get all the chopping fruits, right? Like I'm all about it. So the reality
you're the master of the mise en place.
Exactly, right. Exactly. I love it. Like my wife's nervous. She's like, what are you doing wielding these knives around? I'm like, they're the coolest. So the reason I tell you that story is because I was at a point where like, I didn't even know how into the market I was for that service, right? Or that product. But then what happened was because no one reached out to me, because no one followed up with me, because no one really did anything, I was kind of left to make my own decision, right? Whereas I guarantee you, almost guarantee you, if anybody from those places called me and was like, hey, we saw you checking out those knives. Like, tell me a little about what's going on. Tell me about what's like, what are you trying to cook? Like, what are you doing? Like, oh, I like doing this stuff or I like doing that stuff. I guarantee you, I probably would have spent three times more money because I would just like the company and the reputation that they were doing, what they were trying to do, and the product. And like, they would have had an ability to pitch me their product. Right. Yeah. And obviously that's a different skill. They're trying to push that. But again, like that's how we got to look at it, physical therapy. From the second that person clicks on your website and says, I have this problem, they talk to you, you got to close them because they are the hottest they are possibly going to be right there. And then there's a difference in the scale. If you're thinking about a 1 to 10 scale or 0 to 10 scale is like an NPS score, they're a 8, 9, 10 on that NPS scale of hotness for converting with you. The second they get on the phone with you, every second after they're off the phone, they're cooling off.
Well, you got to think they take the time to look for you, click on your stuff, find your contact form, and then say, here's all my information, knowing that that is going to generate a contact of some way. You want that contact to be effective, right?
Yeah.
At the right time to hit them where they're saying, oh, okay, I can make that decision now. I feel like I'm ready for it.
And I'm not saying be like a high pressure salesman in the sense of like get them pissed off or they never want to come see you again. You don't want to do that, right?
Especially not in PT or any healthcare.
Well, I think it's very fair to put quite a bit of pressure on somebody. I think it's fair to be like I'll give you a great example is one of the lines I think gets a lot of people is let me think about it and I'll get back to you. I'm really interested. Let me think about it and I'll get back to you. And let's all think about this properly, guys. Are we really sitting in a rocking chair somewhere be like, let me get a cup of tea. Let me think about this properly. Right? No, that's not how that freaking works. It's not right. Like, it's not like, is my shoulder really, this is what I need? No, that's not how it works. Like, what's going to happen is you're going to reach overhead into a cabinet randomly with your shoulder pain. It's going to be like, ah, fuck, it hurts. And you're going to be like, oh man, I never called Owen. In that split second, you're going to make the decision. By the way, that's a great objective overcome. So someone's got an objection. Well, like, let me think about it and be like, hey, I told people, like, what are you thinking about? Like, what questions do you have? And a lot of times when people are like, well, I just got to think about it a little more, be like, listen, here's the reality of the situation. I know you're saying you got to think about it, but I'm the guy who's got the questions for all the, you know, the answers, all the questions you're going to have. So why don't we have this conversation now? Cause you're making this decision. And so, you know, it's very rare that we sit down and sit in a rocking chair and make the decision right like that. Usually what's going to happen is like, again, if it's a shoulder problem, like, or like a back problem, you're going to reach down to tie your shoes and be like, oh crap, my back hurts. And at split second, you're going to make a decision. So why don't we talk about it now?
That is an excellent objection overcome. That is something that you can easily learn if you become
yeah, exactly.
one of our members in the mentorship group. Exactly. So
I have a whole training on this.
There you go. And well, it's seriously. And we did a Q&A with someone. We had a few people in it last week or earlier this week.
Yeah.
Where there was a lot of time that we were able to sit, talk, especially right now. We don't have, you know, we don't have 100, 300 people in this thing. So you can get your questions answered. If you're someone who looks at it and says, you know, I just don't know what strategy is I'm going to feel comfortable doing that helps me get through to this person, ask us. The Q&As are $12 a month. And for that, you get a weekly Q&A with me and Brian. We are on a Zoom call for an hour and come in. Talk to us and we'll hopefully be able to help you. And then obviously we have a whole other set of stuff, but that is something that we find we're trying to provide as much possible value as we can right now. So visit our school.com/physiogrowth mentorship, physiogrowth-mentorship group. That's screwed it up. Whatever. Just look at our link. Look at our link in bio.
How you can tell. So Owen's not actually talk about acting like a back row student. He is totally not reading off a read. He's just freestyling right now. I mean, just like doing it. It's great. It's great. And actually,
analysis paralysis, Brian.
Yeah, exactly. Full transparency. What we were talking about this person too was we were talking about hiring, right? And Owen had some really good insight on the hiring process. We're like, it actually is my wife to give you an idea who we're chatting with. And I was like, this is really good advice that she was getting. And she's a small business owner who's like building a practice that is really thriving. And like those processes, I was like, this is smart. This is really good ideas for how this works. So again, definitely visit our group. But no, I mean, that's kind of the objection overcome in closing that client is I think whenever I think about it, whenever I have them on the phone, I'm like, this is hot as it's going to get. I got to close them now. And I'll tell you a great example of like how I do it is, you know, even with a team, I asked this guy that I was with last week and he has back pain. He was like, I want to come in and work with you guys. And I was like, all right, cool. Like, did you reach out to them or blah, blah? And he said, no. And so I gave the contact information to my front desk and he just got lost in the shuffle. No one called him. Did anybody call you last week? And he was like, no, no one called me. I go, so let's just book you right now. I'll just book you on the schedule right now. I go, I took out my phone. That's another thing. To talk about, we have a guest coming who actually we'll chat about EMR, but like to have an EMR that you actually can access on your phone is really important because if I can access that schedule, that's something that's really important because I looked at, pulled it up and I go, how's Tuesday? Tuesday works? Yep. How's this time? Yep. Works. Boom. You're in. I go, I'll have them call you just to verify your insurance stuff. Right. Yeah. So in that moment, I just closed them and I was like, now we're good. Right. And, you know, again, based off my metrics, he's technically not closed because he's got to like walk in the door and pay and blah, blah, and stuff. Like there is something for that too. Like you could schedule somebody and then they can no show or you schedule somebody and they don't follow up. Right. So that is tough. That's tough to deal with. But
the thing I'm getting is what do they call speed to lead, right? Like how fast you can get to somebody, how much you can follow up with them. Right. And how much, I mean, you got to be able to talk with them, right? You can't do the high pressure-y, you know, wordplay stuff. You have to actually understand, okay, what's this person really, why are they calling me? Right. And what is some of the stuff that's holding them back from, you know, walking in my door right now? I think that that's an interesting kind of psychological thing that you have to be very comfortable with moving in and out seamlessly. And then having the technology, like Brian said, to be able to kind of just schedule and boom. I mean, I use, you know, Google Calendar for a one-man cash pay place, but as you get bigger, as you get to Brian's size, you're going to be able to have a lot more technology that can do that stuff quicker. So I think that the getting them, you have their interest, right? And then you have to close them. But I think you said something interesting there. If you made an appointment, but it's not closed.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so let's just assume not a jerk, right? He's going to show up when he says he was. You send a reminder text, whatever. He says, okay, fine. But let's say like somebody has a financial, like, you know, you're cool, but I don't know. Like that one, that dreaded like first eval, you're awesome, but that's still a lot, right? Now, in my head, I'm thinking I didn't provide enough value in that visit, right? Maybe that's something that's limiting. But sometimes it's sheerly just they don't have, you know, $2,000 to get a, you know, 14, 15 session recommended, whatever it is that we think they need with a plan of care. So like, how do you handle like that sort of those, like, you know, that I don't have enough money, or I got to ask my wife, or, oh, you know, that type of stuff.
So it's really good, because this is fresh in my mind, because I literally just did this training in physio in our school group. But in terms of what I would do in that scenario, right, there's three scenarios when someone's walking the door and they're doing an evaluation. One, they're going to pay for it, right? Like, they have to, like, they took the service now, right? So you at least have that visit. But what Owen's asking is, how do you get them to continue with the plan of care? Yeah. Now, on the insurance side, this is where it's funny. We talked about this. I was talking about this with somebody who's doing a cash-based practice, but her LTV of her clients is about $500, meaning like the people fall off after three visits. So the one thing that's really great about insurance, I know it's tough on the cash-based side. So what's nice on the other side of insurance is your LTV doubles on that front. And like now you can actually scale business. So that's where the lucrativeness of insurance is versus cash based. So again, I'm a big believer in that, and having an insurance based practice that has cash based services. I think the hybrid model is the best model, in my opinion. But anyway,
I agree.
Yeah. Cash based in general, it being that place to start, is I think there's three ways to do this. One is you want to establish a finite amount of money the person's going to have to spend. That's important, because very typical, like if you're competing with someone like me in the insurance game, I can go forever. And if they got a $40 copay, a lot of people, it's kind of like, it's almost like a quote unquote death by a million cuts. Like they're only going to quit with me after they've hit a number that they're like not comfortable with anymore with that $40. Yeah. So, and that cash flow really isn't going to be a problem for them. Mm-hmm. What you're looking to do, and most people, like, to give you an idea, most people, when you're saying, hey, I just don't have the money right now, realize that if my TV fell off my wall in my place right now, I'm going to be pissed about it, but I'm probably going to have the money that I can go and I can fork over and buy a new TV, right? Yeah. And that's going to be somewhere between $500 and $1,000, right? Mm-hmm. So the reality of that situation is, in physical therapy, that just means, to your point, what Owen just said, is I didn't show enough value in this visit to do that. So there's a couple different ways this conversation can go. One is that visit that shouldn't happen if you've done the steps of lead nurturing to close the person properly before they walk in. So what should happen is, in that visit, they shouldn't be super surprised. We talk about a discovery visit. That's where a discovery visit can slow down that process. So there's two different angles. So say this happens on the day of the appointment, or say this happens on the discovery visit. It means the call from the phone to the actual like appointment was a little too quick. And if the discovery visit, means you weren't clear enough on what was going to be the cost for the person. So in this scenario, say they're like, I just don't have the money for it. What that means is being like, look, here's the deal. I think it's going to take me about 10 visits to fix this. And I'm throwing out arbitrary numbers, right? Uh-huh. For typical, say it's going to take about 10 visits to fix this at $150. That means probably about $1,500 of it, like about $1,500 total. There's three different things we can do. You can pay as you go, right? We can go like that, and it's $150 a pop, right? Or you can pay for the whole thing up front and give you 10% off, which is basically like you get one session for free, right? Uh-huh. And if they really, if you give them those two options, and if they really buck and are like, well, I don't know, I'm not sure, which by the way, 90% of people, 95% of people shouldn't. They'll take one of the two options. In fact, my experience is more than 50% will actually take the bulk pay option. They'll just pay it, right? And then take the discount. So it's $1,350 for that, which is great. Uh-huh. And then what ends up happening is, if you can't do either one, you can say, or what I can do is I can put you on a payment plan. We can just do it as we go and put a payment plan. I still have people on payment plans that are on our visits. Like, I'm like, we keep track of it. And those are awesome. And so you can do that too. And by the way, you can also upcharge some of the payment plan. You can put an interest on it. And I found that if you put interest on it, people pay those balances faster than when they are. I've never had anybody not finish off paying their balance before the payment plan was up, because they want to get out of the interest rate. So that's how I would do it.
Yeah. And I think that's something that, you know, again, as you start learning the skills of, okay, not only do I need to help this guy's shoulder or knee or whatever, you know, but also saying, okay, when I say this, this is what a person will think about financially, right? Because our patients are thinking about that all the time. They're not just thinking about what's my external rotation range of motion, right? So it's as you get seasoned in business, these are going to be things that I think will start coming naturally, right? And the key is you can get there faster by learning it from someone like Brian, right? Yeah. And that's going to be something that, instead of getting burned by 100 people and then eventually learning it, you can just wait for it.
Yeah.
Go to our mentorship group.
Well, I think too, on top of that, Owen, like, you know, it's funny because we were talking about that too. I think that, you know, when you think about I've said this too in one of the trainings. I was like, if you think about what you were just talking to, a lot of times I'll say to people, as I go, give me 3 visits. If you see no improvement in 3 visits, I'll give you your money back.
Yeah.
Guarantees like that are awesome, right?
Yeah.
Then I've had more people be like, all right, let's do it. And then what happens is now they're working with you. They like you. There's like less pressure on the situation, right? Like that's a really good way to do it. And so, you know, I think from the other last kind of process here with the Facebook leads and Googles and that kind of process, people are afraid of that failure. But if you think about it, if I pay $50 a day, but I land that client at $13.50, I just finance the whole thing. Uh-huh. So like, that's the key is really, again, for that's $50 a day of advertising. I never spent that much money when I first started. Right. Yeah. So that's kind of the idea behind like, you know, how to make sure that you're covering your advertising. You just got to get one person in the month and then everybody else is gravy.
Yeah. Yeah. And I think that's it. And, you know, looking at it, like if you want to basically say, you know, I'm making a multiple on. Right. And yes. Looking at it's very emotionally, it's painful. I can tell you right now, it's painful to just see $10, $15, $20 go out of your bank account every day without anything to show for it. But then it all is worth it at the end when you get the one person. So
100%. And Owen, you know, if you want to take your PT practice to the next level at PhysioGrowth, we guide physical therapists to financial success and patient growth. Visit school.com/physiogrowth-mentorship-group and grow your future today.
That wasn't even a transition. You just stopped and said, "And Owen."
I got him. That's what I wanted. All right. Welcome, everybody.
Yeah. The best and worst idea we had was, hey, we should promote our group more in our podcast. Right? All right. And with that, we are finishing for today. All right, my friend. Have a great Thursday.
You too, man. See ya.
Yeah.